stuff out. You'd be like, hey, this is Carla, and welcome to Inside Carla's Head.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that's when you can cut it and you can start it right there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you can start it right there.
What's up, guys? This is Carla, and thanks for joining in Carla's Head. I just want
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to give everybody a little background on why I decided to do this podcast. It's because I have all kind of thoughts that race through my head. And here lately, now that I've been thinking like, okay, you're about to be 36 and it's time to just go for it. Just let those thoughts out regardless of what others' opinions about them or how they may perceive what you're saying. You know, that's the good thing about podcast is you're just able to just get it out there. So that's why I want to do what's in Carla's head. And tonight I want to talk about women,
blah, blah, blah.
Women and aging and how we're, you know, as African-American women and all these different, you know, surgeries that everyone is getting and body images. And I'm having a little problem with the fact that I'm getting older because I'm not able to hang with these little young whippersnappers. And I just want to kind of get that off my chest and get some feedback on how you ladies may be feeling about this.
Okay. Well, my name is Jonathan. I am Carla's co-host today. And before you go any further, make sure you subscribe. Please subscribe to Inside Carla's Head because you can always get some good insight here. Okay, so here we are.
So,
this is Carla's Head, and she's going to bounce some stuff off of me, and I'm giving some feedback from a male's perspective about how men feel about women getting all these surgeries and stuff. And this is just my opinion, so don't try to put my feet to the fire or whatever, but it is what it is. Okay. So this is Inside Carla's Head. With
right.
Her
it's
second
what is in my head. And I am, you know, Jonathan, me and you have been friends for a while. And, you know, we've always kind of bounced ideas.
How long have we actually been?
Was it since I walked in UC Hospital.
12?
Yeah, about 11 or 12 years.
Maybe 13. I think it was 2013.
And we've always been very transparent with each other and honest and real. And, you know, I've always talked to you about the whole, you know, but I'm always coming into work and I feel fat or I'm looking a little rough or you know how I go on and on. So it's always been an issue with me. But here lately, I feel like it's just out there. It's really in your face. And I know, you know, I was just with a lot of my female friends this past weekend and everyone kind of touched on it. And one thing that I noticed is that I remember it was a time that me and my friends never really focused on, like, if a woman walked in a room and her butt was big. But I noticed, even in my bridal shower, was like, as people were coming in the room, I could see, you know, women scoping each other out. And
really?
Know, yeah.
So, is women doing that more than the men?
I think so. What do you think? Like, do you men notice it, or?
Well, we don't notice y'all women looking out, but just, and I think it's different because men, we are visual creatures. We see that. That's the first thing we look at as a woman is her body. We look at her chest. We look at her butt. And that's just how we made. We're visual creatures, so we're going to notice that. But we're not going to, like, if you ain't got no butt, but you cute, that's not going to stop us from talking to you. You know what I mean? So that's how we see it. And, you know, women walk in the room, if she look good, that's the first thing to come to our mind. It was like, oh, shoot, I might have to holler at her.
Okay.
But if her head is like a bonus, if she got a big chest, that's another bonus. You know what I mean? But it's superficial, but that's how men are built,
so
generally
speaking.
So
what do you think that this craze has kind of developed from, like, in your, you know, from your point of view? Like, what do you think?
I think it's, go ahead.
Like, what do you think made it popular, or what do you think makes women want to, you know, want to do those things to their body? If you guys are not really into it, what do you think we do it?
Well, I think we are. I think we are into it, because men, and again, I'm generally speaking, I'm speaking to every man. So anybody listening, you know, don't be writing no emails.
Right.
in general, we are superficial, and we gonna look at your butt. I don't care. We're gonna look at your butt. Even if we with our girl, we're gonna try to sneak a peek at your butt. We're gonna sneak a peek at your chest. We're gonna try to sneak and stare at you. That's just what we do as men. And it's no disrespect to our girl. We just look it. And I think with the advent of social media, it's made it a lot worse than it is. But I think that's, you know, that's maybe a little further in the conversation. But let's just say it's me and my wife out, and it's a woman walking down the street. And I'm just, as a black man, and like white women don't do nothing for me. That's just me. But if I see another black woman, I'm just going to look first like, oh, who's that? Another black woman? You know how dogs be? Dogs see another dog, they just looking. Right. That's how men look at women, not saying that y'all dogs, but that's how we just look like, oh, who was that? You know what I mean? And then don't let her look good. Don't let her be fine to us, because we're going to try to look. Not like we're going to try to holler. Not like we're going to try to step to her, but we just like to look.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If your wife approached you and said she wanted to get something done to herself, would you be okay with that? Would you encourage it? Would you try to discourage her? What would be your thoughts on it? Do you think it would change the dynamic of y'all relationship?
No, it would never change the dynamic of our relationship, because that's deeper than her looks. And this is just me speaking as my personal opinion. If my wife said she wanted to have surgery done, I would not want her to do it, because I didn't marry her for her body. You know what I mean? But if that's what she did, if she felt like she needed to do that to feel good about herself, you know, I'm not going to discourage her, but personally, I'm not going to encourage her either. Because I think, you know, men and women, we look different. Like, men look at women, you fine. But, you know, women like, oh, I'm fat, or
right. I know, because
and we look like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
But you can feel good about yourself. You know what I mean? So exactly. I want you to feel good about yourself. So if that's what you need to do to feel good about yourself, then you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, and I've gone, you know, I feel that I'm very attractive, but it has been a shift in the way I look at myself, because I've never really had like a big butt. And it's like, that's what you always hear about now and you always see. And I know I went back and forth with having surgery with Marcus, and he kind of took the point of view, you know, or just like, babe, there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine. You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. To him, he felt like if I was to do it, I would be doing it for the attention of others. Versus him, because he feels like I'm fine, which I try to make him understand that it wouldn't really be so much like for that, because I've never had an issue with attention, because I've always had a great personality, and I've never felt I wasn't attractive, but I'm not as comfortable with myself, especially considering I'm aging. You know, when you get older, it's not the same. So, you know, I go out now and I'm looking and I'm like, whoa. I mean, everybody just looks so put together now. It's just like.
But because I think it's this Instagram age that we in, where everybody got and it's superficial. It's superficial. But, you know, and I agree with Marcus, and then I disagree with him on points. I agree with him on the fact that, you know, if I look at my woman like, okay, I like you the way you are. But you have to look at from a woman's perspective how she has to feel good about herself. And if, like I said, doing this will make her feel good about herself, then do what you got to do to feel good about it. Because if you feel good about yourself, then that's going to make me, you know, feel good about yourself. Now, would I want you to do it? No. But I'm not going to stop you. You're a grown-ass woman in the first place. I can't stop you.
But you know what I also deal with that I hate? I don't want to be that person that feels like I have to change myself to, you know, be equal to my counterparts out there. You know, I don't want to feel like that. Yeah, like...
younger women, trying to compete with younger other girls. Women.
Right. Like, I don't want to feel like that. And I feel like it's when I do see people and they go have surgery, to me, and this is going to sound so weird, but it's like, it's what's in Carla's head. I almost feel kind of sad sometimes because I'm like, damn, you too. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you kind of fell in that trap. You know what I mean? Like, I wish as women, I don't know, in a way, I want to be secure in myself because yeah. I know looks fade. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I go through, you know, there's times where I'm like, F it. I'm going to get a little nip and tuck because I'm getting older. I'm not going to have any more kids. I want to look good in that dress. But then it's that part of me, that real part of me that's like, no, you have to be confident in the skin that you're in. This is what God gave you, you know? So I go back and forth with it. And I always wonder, are there other women out there that deal with that too? Because like I said, it's such a craze now. Like every time, especially amongst my circle, and I'm not being judgy, so I don't want anyone, like you said, sending me any hate mail, because I'm not being judgy, because I know how it is as a woman. But I'm just giving my thoughts on it, and it's like,
it's in your head,
you know, it's what is in my head. And like I said, I go back and forth with it. I even look at women who get their body done and then they get all of this attention. And then, you know, and this is like, my perspective would be if I meet a man or if I'm dating a woman and they didn't treat me like that before, I don't know if I would receive them very well. You know what I mean?
Would they treat you? I don't think somebody gonna treat you any different. It may be for
you may have that, right, but think about it, because I see it. You may have a woman who didn't really, let's say she didn't get asked out a lot.
Okay, I thought you were talking about
from your white, but asked, well, I shouldn't say that, but you know what I mean, or hollered at, let's say hollered at, but then she pop out
titties,
yep. Right, and then she getting everybody on you. But in my head it's kind of like, I don't even know how I would feel about that, because I would kind of be like, okay, well, awesome, you wasn't with me when I, you know, shooting in the jail, like when I'm, you know, oh, regular smuggler me, you wasn't trying to talk to me. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's so many different, like, they go with it. Yeah, you know what I mean? That made me wonder, like, and I see it. I've seen how people even change. And it's just like, I have seen it change some relationships. Because if you're someone who's not used to that attention, and then you, I mean, and it's the same way with a man who, you know, I hate to say it, but, and this is, we can get into this on a whole nother show, but a man who never had no money, and then they get money. You know what I mean? And they get that attention, and it changes things sometimes. Not all men.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it can change it, brother. Because now he starts treating women differently.
Exactly. And he starts getting that attention. Right. And he starts getting that, gets that attention that he knows in his head he would have never got. So sometimes I feel like that causes the man to treat women different. You know, because in their head, they're like, I know you only effing with me because of what I have.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
let's say you get the surgery, or are you a man with the money, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to react?
Exactly.
When women coming to you, or men are hollering at you now, they flirting with you when at first they weren't flirting. So do you treat this dude that's hollering at you now, maybe he just like your face? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
but you don't know it.
Exactly. That's human nature. How do you deal with it? Ain't no book written on that. On how to That's deal true. With it.
That is true.
Ain't no book written
on it. No. And also, even me now speaking on it, I don't even know how I would act. I can't tell you how I would act if I just pop out, you know what I mean? But I might get the big, you don't know till you're in those situations.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know how I would receive that. Right. Like, I'm, you know, of course, now I'm not in that situation where I'm getting that type of attention. So I'm up there like, you know, well, what if it's like this or what if this? But when you become that person, I can't say how I will act because I've never been in that situation.
And I think a lot of that stuff may come from insecurities, though.
Like, oh, yes, definitely.
I'm speaking from a man's perspective of, you know, maybe you're a fat dude, and then you done lost weight, and you done got chiseled. Now you got a six-pack. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to gym, and now women start to holler at you. But before, they were just, oh, that's my brother. Now they looking at you differently, like, oh, hey, my brother, I'm on. That's, you know, hey, that's a possible nick. Like, how do you, as a man, deal with that? And as a man, with our egos, we're going to be like, shit, nigga, I'm trying to get down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and it was like, I'm trying to smash everything that's coming my way. You know, now I got this body. I'm trying to smash everything.
But it's,
y'all, you know, y'all went with me before, but now.
Right.
And it comes from, but you are still the same person on the inside. And it, can it change you? No, I think it just make you more of what you really are. Well, you know, it's hard to say.
That's,
I can't
true.
Even say that.
Because
money
I've
will.
That.
Money
I've
will.
Heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that about money. I've heard that. I'll never forget years ago, Will Smith, Oprah, you know, I was all into the Oprah show, and she interviewed him, and she was like, how are you still so cool? And he was like, when you get money, it just amplifies who you already are. He's like, so if you're a jerk, you're going to be a bigger jerk. Like, if you're giving, you're going to be more. And I do believe that. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just so crazy that. And it's
so let me ask you. Let me ask you. Are you still considering trying to get some type of surgery? And
yes,
if so.
Yes, I am. I'm considering it because I'm getting older. It's the easy way out. I'm going to just be honest. I don't have the time to work out like I used to. Also, it's kind of discouraging. You know, you can go to the gym. I can work out all day, every day. But there's certain parts of my body that are just not going to change. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm never going to have a big butt. Like, I'm never going to have hips. That's just not my build.
Squats you do, huh?
Right. And, you know, and I've even heard that before from people. And it really irks my nerves because, let me get into this really quick, Jenna. You see these videos and you see these girls and they're like, you know, look how I got my butt. I'm always in the gym. But really, they have surgery and then they go to the gym and they do those videos. And it's not very realistic. And so then you tell people, you're like, you know, I don't have much of a butt. I don't have hips. And they're like, girl, just get in the gym and just do it. You know, people try to tell you what to do and be sending you little Instagram clips and little articles, you know, Google searches. And you're like, so, that's not in my DNA. And that's not my build.
I'm a little confused, and I don't want you to get offended by what I'm about to ask you. So you said you're almost 36. Your birthday is right around the corner, actually.
Yes, it is.
So you're about to be 36. You're about to get married. Why in the hell do you care about what any, as long as Marcus finds you attractive, are you worried about what other women think?
No,
or
just
you think you're supposed to have a big butt? You want to be able to do what?
I want to be able to wear a dress and look at the picture and like what I see and feel complete. Like, my bridal shower was Sunday. I'm a heavier chested woman. So my upper body has always been thicker. And my lower body has always been more slender. So even though everybody was like, you look pretty and the dress was pretty, I still felt insecure.
Hmm.
And even now, I only post certain pictures of myself. Like, I'm being very transparent with you tonight because this is something I really don't touch on with people.
But we're not going to publish this. I'm going to send it to you, but I want you to send it to your friends. But I, you know.
Yeah.
We're not going to make this live, though.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just something that it's always bothered me. I was always, even growing up, I hated that I had big boobs. I hated it, like, because for one, back in the day, the boobs was what everybody looked at. It wasn't even really the butt, but you know what I mean. So I was
always, I'm still a boob man myself.
Right.
Gotcha. It's just me.
Gotcha. So I was always this, right? But it was like, also, if you had big boobs and when you were younger, you were considered fat. Like, if you were in elementary school and you were, you know, nobody's wearing a bra in elementary school. So, and boys, that's you. You're chubby. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're developed, you don't fit in. So then when I got older, it's always been like just something I was insecure about. Because then when I got older, I looked too developed. You know what I mean? So it was like older guys wanted to talk to me. And now I still feel, so now I'm older and I don't have a butt and I feel insecure. So it's not so much about Marcus. It's not about other women. It's
you.
It is me.
It's you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really get it. I can't say I understand it.
I'm not supposed to understand. Right.
That's an individual thing, I believe.
Yes. Like, it's nothing where he tells me all the time, like, babe, I love you. You're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. He tells me all the time. You know, it's nothing to do. Honestly, it has not even anything to do with. I've never had a problem meeting. No, you know what I mean? Like, meeting anyone, it's nothing to do with that. I always felt like people who liked me, I mean, they like me for me anyway, and that's what I always wanted. It's really how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? It's like people want to get braces. You know what I mean? It's like people want to get braces, and you're like, you're 50 years old. Why you want to go get braces? Or you didn't have the teeth like that this long, but it's like, it's a personal thing for them. They want to see that pretty smile, no matter how old they are. And that's how I feel.
Yeah. I get it.
But I'm trying to work through it because I know that the surgery is dangerous. I know that it is not a necessity. And there could be some shit that, you know, I need to thank God that I'm healthy. And
I was just going to throw that out there. Like, so if you never got it, at the end of the day, what's going to change?
Right. I'm still here. I'm still me.
Do get it, and then you start getting this unwanted attention, then what?
Exactly. It is not
what?
I'm married. Hey, so
yeah,
you might be more of an issue with him because I'm sure he don't want to be out and everybody staring, and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. This is just, like I said, what's in my head is things that I've been thinking about. It's not something I would say I think about it every day. But it's something I go back and forth with.
It's good to get it off your chest and get it out there so everybody can hear what's in Carla's head. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to What's in Carla's Head. Please subscribe to this podcast because, trust me, you want to hear what's in Carla's head.
Yes, you do.
Share this with your friends. Invite everybody to come listen. And, you know, you may learn something, you know? So.